When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest has been a mainstay of Democratic policymaking for over 30 years and just served as the White House Chief of Staff. Please welcome to The Late Show, Ron Klain. Nice to see you again.
Nice to be here.
Briefly before, you first started working with Joe Biden 36 years ago. Now, till recently, you were the Chief of Staff. There you are. There's the two of you in the Oval Office right there. And
yeah,
The black and white gives it gravitas.
Yeah.
Like you're Jack and Bobby or something.
Yeah,
right there.
It's very classy.
That's very nice. But before we start, are you absolutely sure you took no classified documents home when you left the White House?
Stephen, I am absolutely sure I took no documents at all when I left the White House.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, only time will tell, Ron Klain. Okay. Chief of Staff is the guy who gets the call.
Yeah.
Before even the president, to go like, well, what is this thing that's incoming to the executive branch that we need to deal with right now? Now that you are no longer that guy, do you get to sleep at night?
Well, I've been out for about a week, and yes, I am sleeping much better, that's for sure. You know, you are the person. When you're the Chief of Staff, you're the person they call to decide whether or not we should wake up the president. And I used to sleep with my phone by the bed with a special ringtone from the Situation Room, so I would be sure to wake up when it came.
So when that sound happens,
that you get up.
Was the sound?
It was kind of like a chimey kind of sound.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so we went through a week last summer, though, where the phone rang every night, and I kept on getting up, and there was no one there. And I kept on calling back the Situation Room. Did you call? No, Mr. Klain, we didn't call you. So went on night after night after night. Finally, after about a week, I got up the next day, looked out, and realized my neighbors had installed a new wind chime with the exact same sound as my special ring. So I had to change the ring. Now I sleep.
All right, excellent, excellent. Now, can you tell us what's going on with all these UFOs? Because they're unidentified flying objects. You'll admit that, sir.
Yeah, I will admit.
Answer the question, sir.
Yes, I will admit.
You know you're sworn in before you come on any late night show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will admit they are as yet unidentified. Look, I was there when we did identify a Chinese spy balloon coming into our airspace, and the president made the right decision to shoot it down once it safely had exited over land and could be shot down safely over water.
Why over water? Because there's a lot of the United States where there's no people out there.
Yeah, you know, Stephen, when you're going to drop a couple thousand pounds of metal and shrapnel, you just want to be extra sure it doesn't fall on a school or a church or anything like that.
You're the Chief of Staff.
Trust me. That is one of the Chief of Staff rules.
So you were there for that, when they took that down.
We know what that was.
What about the one in Alaska or Canada or the one in Lake Huron? Were you gone for that?
I was gone for those. And what I can tell you is I know our military, North Command, led by General Van Herk, they're recovering the remains. They're going to figure out what it was. We have the best people on it.
Will they tell us?
And they will tell us what it was. But I can tell you there is no evidence at all, I'm sorry, that it is aliens in any way, shape, or form.
Are you saying that these aren't aliens, or there's no evidence at all of any aliens out there? You're sworn in.
Yeah, what I'll say is there is no evidence of alien life on Earth other than Ted Cruz.
All right. So you've left the White House, but not public service, one imagines. You'll do something. What role would you play in Biden's 2024 campaign?
Well, look, if the president runs for re-election, and I hope he will, I think he should run for re-election, I'm going to help him any way I can. I'll offer advice. I'll do whatever I can to help. But, you know, 2 years as chief of staff, it's a very long tenure for that job. And it's just time for a little bit of rest and relaxation before the campaign season starts.
What do people not understand about the job of chief of staff?
Look, I think people don't really appreciate what an amazing team you get to lead as chief of staff. There are about 400 people who work at the White House. We were very lucky in the Biden administration. We worked very hard to have the most diverse White House staff in history. First time ever, a majority of the White House staff was female. First time ever, a majority of the senior White House staff was female. Record numbers of people of color working on the staff. I would get there very early. I would stay very late. People were there when I got there. They were there after I left. People come into that building every day to work so hard for the American people to try to make this country a better place. And that's something, it is an unbelievable honor to be able to lead that team.
Now, an AP poll recently says 37% of Democrats want President Biden to seek a second term, with many citing his age as their reason for hesitation. What is your response to people who think that he's too old to be running at 82 and serve until he's 86? Have you thought about a little Grecian formula?
Look, I ask people to look at the record. This president has passed the most significant economic plan since FDR while managing the largest land war in Europe since Truman. He passed the largest infrastructure bill since Eisenhower, the most significant gun control bill since Clinton, and passed the most significant climate change bill in any country, any place on Earth at any time. And I think if you look at that record, and then you just saw him last week go toe-to-toe with the House Republicans at the State of the Union, holding his own, more than holding his own, against a kind of raucous crowd. I think that's a person who's doing a great job as president and should go for 4 more years.
Now, I know the State of the Union is probably the hardest speech to write. There are more hands, more thumbs get into that pie than probably should. Everyone wants their issue to be addressed, everybody in the administration, every department in the administration. It's gone over the fine-tooth comb. I assume that you're involved in that process on a certain level.
I was. The president has two great people who lead that process, Mike Donilon and Bruce Reed, at the White House, but I certainly had my 2 cents in there.
Okay, so you're watching it. Where are you watching it from, the White House, or are you up in the gallery? Where are you?
My role, I watched it from the White House to kind of lead our continuity of government efforts in case anything, God forbid, happened during the State of the Union.
You and the Secretary of Labor?
Labor. He was off at a different location.
Yep.
So a big effort to make sure nothing bad happened.
Does the person who gets chosen as the designated survivor, like the cabinet secretary, when they find out they're the person, they went, I'm the one you don't care about.
No. This is the person who, if the worst happened, would become president of the United States. It's a great honor to be the designated survivor.
Obviously, Secretary of Labor.
Marty Walsh.
Okay, exactly what I was going to say. I just wanted to know if you knew.
Come on.
Because I totally knew it was Marty Walsh.
I totally knew
that's who it was. Okay, so when you know, the Cruella de Vil's out there were going, boo, bad, you stink. Yeah. When they were doing all that, after he accurately described the position of some of the members of the Republican Party about Social Security and Medicare, stated multiple times that they wanted to cut it. Were you guys excited? Did you plan for that moment?
We did plan a little bit for that moment. We were excited. Look, if you don't want to be accused of trying to cut Social Security and Medicare, maybe you shouldn't try to cut Social Security and Medicare, okay? And so, you know, look, Harry Truman, you know, was called Give 'Em Hell Harry.
Yeah.
And Harry Truman once famously said, I don't give them hell, I just tell the truth about them, and it feels like hell. And that's what that moment felt like at the State of the Union.
So when is the president going to announce?
Well, that's up to him and his family to pick the right time, but I hope... in the not-too-distant future, as I said, I think...
I'm not here to announce that he's announcing. Sounds like you're...
But I'm here to announce that I hope he announces.
Thank you so much for being here. Ron Klain, everybody! Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.